Former Leafs defenseman and Toronto native Carlo Koliakovo is now a member of the Detroit Red Wings, having signed a 2-year deal with them. And Carlo joins us now on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Carlo, congrats on the new deal.
Thanks very much. Very exciting time for me and my family.
So what was it like being an unrestricted free agent for a couple of months? I mean, did it feel good to have the freedom to pick a place that you wanted to go to? Or what kind of unsettling to not know where to call home?
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed feeling, kind of a summer with so much uncertainty in the air. Obviously, with free agency starting on July 1st and nothing getting done right away, you know, and then you go into the later parts of the summer and you're having contact with teams, but nothing's getting done for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we get into the nitty-gritty here and you know, there's the talk of the lockout and what you should be preparing for, and here I am without a contract. And then all of a sudden, over the last week, talks really picked up, and Detroit was right from day one. They were a team really high on my list, a team where I really felt was a very good fit for me, and a team that we pursued right from the start, and finally got something done right in the near. In the last coming days.
Well, Carlo, I mean, did the expiring CBA kind of help matters for you a bit? Because obviously players can't sign with a team without an existing CBA, so did it kind of help out your cause a little bit?
Well, to be honest with you, with the way the summer was going, I was prepared to go into the lockout unsigned and then just wait till you know, everything settled out and teams have to start making decisions. That was the avenue I was going because that's the kind of feeling I was getting. And then all of a sudden, you've seen the flurry over this last week of teams getting back into business and stuff. And I'm glad. It's a very satisfying feeling knowing that, you know, I know where I'm going to play next year and the next couple years. And, you know, for a great team, great organization. So it's very satisfying for me. Now that's all we got to do is get hockey back to where it needs to be and get us on the ice.
Yeah, and I know you like playing in Joe Louis Arena as well, so that's a good thing. And a big void left on the blue line with 7-time Norris Trophy winner and 12-time All-Star Nicklas Lidström calling it quits. Any added pressure in coming in his absence?
I'm not putting any of that pressure on myself because I don't think there's anybody in this game that will replace Nicklas Lidström.
Yeah.
He's a future Hall of Famer, one of the best defensemen to ever play the game. And for me to put that pressure on myself or anybody to put that pressure on me, I think is unfair. I know it's a big hole to fill, but I think what I can provide to that team is a good complement to what they have. They got a lot of good young players on defense. I hope to just add from that. I'm a guy who can move the puck, can play in all situations, can play big minutes, and whatever I can do to help the team win is where I'm going to fit on that team. And in talking to some of the management, they've already stressed that to me and saying that there's a lot of opportunity here, and at the end of the day, as a player, that's what you want.
Yeah.
You know, if the situation in Detroit, you're heading into a situation where it's a team that every year competes for the Stanley Cup. Every year is a perennial contender, and as a player, that's what you want too. So it's honestly a perfect situation. I couldn't be happier.
Have you talked to any of your new teammates yet?
Yeah, I've talked to Ian White, who's a really good friend of mine on that team.
Mm-hmm.
He's really the only guy I've talked to. I've talked to Ty Conklin, who's played there a couple times. I know Kyle Quincy really well. I know Nicklas Cronwall pretty good from playing with his brother Stefan in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I know Jordan Tutu from playing with him at the World Juniors, and you know, just from playing in St. Louis over the last 4 years, you know, we've had our battles with Detroit, so I'm pretty familiar with the roster. So it's you know, I don't think it's going to be a hard adjustment from everybody that I've talked to so far. It's been very positive, very encouraging, and very exciting. It's hopefully going to be an opportunity that it's going to be one of a lifetime. So looking to make the most of it, and can't really, you know, I'm just really excited to get started.
Sure, absolutely. So have you picked a number yet?
No, I haven't had that much conversation, but, you know, probably going to go with you know, if they have 28, which I've been wearing the last couple of years, that'll be something that I'll choose. But at the end of the day, it's not really that important unless, you know, number 5 becomes available, and I'll don that and let people remember the real number 5. No, I'm just kidding. That's a number that's going to hang in the rafters.
Sure.
Deservingly so. you know, I think 28's more fitting for me.
Yeah, well, no pressure in taking number 5. No, not. Why don't you take 9 while you're at it?
Yeah, no kidding.
Carlo Koliakova with us on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Jeff Samet. So you'll be a Red Wing as soon as... Well, I mean, you're officially a Red Wing, but you'll be in uniform as soon as a new CBA is worked out, with the current one expiring in about 24 hours or so. Have you paid close attention to the goings-on there, or are you just kind of, you know, saying, call me when it's done and let me know when I suit up?
No, I've been very involved. Obviously, it's important to us players to stay involved, to stay informed, because this is our future that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And, I think the players are the big part of the success of the game, and at the end of the day, that's all we're trying to do is we're asking for a fair deal, and we want to do what's best for the league and moving forward, and best for us. And you know, it's just too bad. As good of a state as hockey's in, it's got to come to this. Hopefully, it's something that can be resolved sooner than later, because at the end of the day, us players, all we want to do is play.
Yeah. So, Had you felt some optimism, Carlo, with you know, meetings being planned and you know, dialogue been had as well? Because that was encouraging to me in watching it over the last couple of weeks. But obviously, yesterday kind of changed things a little bit. But were you encouraged by the dialogue that was going on?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a different feel this time around. You know, there's a lot more communication. There's a lot more feedback. The players are more involved, and the approach is just is so much more different than it was last time. And I think that's a good sign. At least both sides are communicating. Both sides are insisting that they both want to get a deal done, and that's encouraging. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the deal is right for us and right for the game moving forward. So hopefully that's something that can be settled sooner than later. And get us back on the ice, because at the end of the day, that's what we want and that's what the fans want.
So. Yeah. Do you feel there are any talking heads in the equation on either side that needs to be removed from talks in the hopes that something gets done?
I don't really know. I mean, I'm not in those in-depth meetings that where all the stuff's being discussed. So I can't really comment on that.
Yeah.
But I know us as players are more than happy with the guy we got representing us in Don Fair. I think every time he talks, you feel smarter about the whole situation, and you feel like you're really caught up in the everyday ongoing discussions. He's a really good communicator. He's really smart, and he's been through this before, and you know, we trust him to do what's best for us, and he's done a great job of it so far.
Well, let's hope both sides can work to an agreement and see you guys back on the ice soon, one way or another.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, Carlo, very out of the blue, but NHL 13 that recently came out, and a lot of players tweeting and talking about it, and you know, kind of seeing themselves in the game. Are you a gamer? Do you play video games? Would you have played that game already?
You know what? I was a huge gamer. All of a sudden, for some reason, I think it's just from moving a lot in the last couple months. My Xbox has been packed, and I've kind of gotten away from it. But, yeah, I love to play the game. I hear really good things about the new one, as you do about every new game that comes out.
Yeah.
And I don't know what guys are tweeting. I'm not a Twitter guy, so I don't know what kind of feedback's being said about it, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty good.
Do you ever play a game that you're in and kind of look at your rating and go, what is that about?
No, I'm not that judgmental. at the end of the day, I know it's a game, and
yeah,
I don't put too much thought in it. At the end of the day, you're a hockey player. You play the game you love. And as long as I'm able to continue to do that, that's all that really matters.
You've been watching much of your Toronto Blue Jays this season?
You know what? I'm a huge baseball fan, and I've tried to watch as much as I could, or as much as I can.
Yeah.
It's been a tough season for them, and it's sad. It's really unfortunate because coming into the year, there's such high expectations for this team, and it shows when they've had everybody in their lineup what type of team they can be. And I think what you're noticing this year is how much the game of baseball has grown with the parity. You're seeing teams that you wouldn't even think be in a pennant race, like the Rays and the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Nationals. I think that's great for baseball, and hopefully the Jays can, put this year behind them, because it's something that nobody wants to remember, and have a good off season and follow it up with it next year. They got some great talent. I think Anthopoulos made a great comment earlier saying that they have a championship offense. They just need to catch up everywhere else, and I believe that's true. I believe if this team could put a solid pitching staff together, they have the ability to compete with the bigger teams in the league.
Yeah, and got to get healthy as well. And of course, Carlo, signing with the Red Wings, you might have to become a Detroit Tigers fan over the next couple of years. You know that.
You know,
right?
I'm playing in St. Louis for 4 years. I was a converted Cardinal fan and got to see them win the World Series last year, and I have no problem becoming a Detroit Tiger fan too. It looks like they're pretty good. And, you know, it comes with the territory, I think.
Yeah, it might be in your deal, Carlo. I think you're going to have to review it. I think you have to look through the fine print, all right?
I probably should before I can walk into a mess.
Carlo Koliakova. Hey, congrats on the Red Wings deal, and good luck. Thanks for joining us, Carlo. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks again. Anytime.